All right, moving on to item 11, which is the presentation of our semi-annual disability retirement report. Where is Mr. Hoppe? There he is. Tim, I believe this is your item. There he is.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Then the screen blacked out. I was thinking about something. I'm going to bring the presentation up. Oh, hang on a sec.
Pick one of those icons, one of the several.
Yeah, and it's my, I don't, I've lost my.
Tim,
yes.
Would you like us to share it from here?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, if you could just stop sharing, we'll pull it up.
Okay.
That's a busy desktop, Tim, just so you know.
Yeah, sorry about that. Get to see all the stuff, and it's actually gone on to kind of a weight reduction with everything going on.
Yeah. Whatever works.
Okay.
So it looks like looks like we're sharing Christina's screen from what
okay.
I see.
Christina, are you set up?
Yes, you should be able to see it.
Yeah, we can see it, but you have an item highlighted, but it hasn't opened.
Correct. That's what I see also.
Yeah, we see it.
Okay, we'll stop and then reshare.
And while we're doing that, I know we're going to lose if we may have already lost him. Donnie had to drop off, or will drop off. No, he's still with us at noon. And I know Reggie is out today. So Karen, my quick review while we're riffing here is that with both out, there's not an alternate to votes. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow, I got it right. Okay. Thank you.
It is complicated.
But I had the chart that you all have made and that Gail provided me, and that appeared to be the indication. So
yes, I would agree with that.
All right.
And Scott, I just wanted to mention, if we're not done by one, I will have to drop off too.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. We will do our best to get there. And I know Tim's going to be mindful of that as he goes through the disability retirement report.
Yeah, and this should be relatively quick. I'm going to actually focus on the first three pages of the report that you received, which is the semi-annual disability retirement report. And this is for the period of January 1 to June 30th of 2021. During the first 6 months of 2021, Sacera accepted 8 disability applications during that time period. Seven were service connected, 1 was non-service connected. And out of those 8 applications, 2 of them were for members that had less than 10 years of service. Since June 30th, we've accepted 3 more disability applications. In comparison to the first 6 months of last year, we accepted 9 applications during that period. Prior to the pandemic, between 2017, 18, and 19, we were averaging 17 applications during the first 6 months of the year. And you can see that on the bars on where we end up at the end of the year, number-wise. Last year, for all of 2020, we received 17 applications. And right now for 2021, we're at 11. If we move to the next screen, which would be Exhibit 2 and Exhibit 3, Exhibit 2 highlights where the disability applications were submitted from. In the far right corner, we received 1 application from Confire, and we received 7 applications from the county. If we look at Exhibit 3, we drill down into where the applications from the county were received from, 2 were received from health services, and 5 were received from the sheriff's office. And this is kind of in line to where we have been if you look at the prior periods as far as volume that from the county, the sheriff's offices generally has been one of our higher volume areas. And as noted in today's closed session, if we look at Exhibit 4, it highlights the type of injuries that are being reported. We had two psych applications and 5 musculoskeletal applications. Out of the 2 psych applications, they were both from the sheriff's office. And on the other 6, the sheriff's office accounted for 3 of those applications, health services 2, and Confire 1. That's kind of a fast recap of the first 6 months of 2021. The following pages have the various departments of what I just stated of where the applications came from. And I can open it up to see if you have any questions on the report.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Sort of a snapshot in time of where we are and what it looks like in relation to prior years. And it's helpful.
Yeah. And again, and you know, if based upon today, you know, applications are being processed as quickly, like one today was 3 months from the date we received the last piece of information. And for the other one, it was 6 months from the date. It all depends upon the complexity and volume. We also have a number of hearings going on. We have 3 to 4 hearings in the pipeline. The medical advisor has 3 different applications. They're currently reviewing the medicals. We have some applications or the medicals which we need to sort. And these records range from anywhere from, you know, 500 to 3,000 pages of medical records to go through. And within the 3 new applications, we're waiting for the information that will allow us to prepare them for the medical advisor. We're actually in pretty good shape, and this is probably the lowest number of hearings we've had pending since I've been with Sisera.
Agreed. Yeah, that certainly my sense as well.
No.
Any other trustee comments or questions for Tim on the report? I'm not seeing any hands, Tim. So thank you for the report. There's no this is not an action item, so there's no vote or motion required. So thank you, Tim.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.